practice makes perfect. 1 John, chapter 3, verse 4 through 7 says, "And every person who practices sin commits an act of rebellion, and sin is rebellious." Do you believe that? If we act in a rebellious state, it's one thing to be in rebellion for things that you know are not right, but if you continue to act in a rebellious state, not in a righteous state, you're committing a sin. So if you live in that rebellious state, in that sinful state, and you continue to live in that sinful state, you're living in the darkness. Last week we talked about living in the light and staying in the light. The light is good. The darkness is bad. If you close your eyes and you try to find your way around, it's not so easy. So live in the light. If we live in darkness, we're living in sin. So we can practice many things. Practice makes perfect. If we practice sin, we get better at sinning. How many of y'all have seen in person where someone lies? The first time they lie, there's a little bit of guilt there, right? But after a while, a lie becomes just as good as the telling the truth. Some are habitual liars and will lie regardless. They would rather lie than tell the truth because it's in their mind now. And this is what they've been practicing. So they've been practicing the perfection of lying. If we practice sin, we practice living in the darkness, we're going to be good at it. We're going to be able to actually kind of see through the darkness a little bit. Most of the crimes are committed, not all crimes, but most crimes are committed in darkness, right? When they can't be seen. And that's where sin is. It resides in darkness. But Jesus came to the disciples and they were scared. And they were frightened and they were living. And they didn't know what to do. And he says, "Peace be with you." And he demonstrated to them that he was who he was. And then he began to demonstrate to them the truth. And he breathed upon them the breath of life, the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. And then they told him to go out and practice righteousness. He told them to go out and witness, starting in Jerusalem, and witness from there, and then go out from there. And the mission was started at that point in time. So it's no different now than what it was 2,000 plus years ago. We are still on that mission to tell the truth. Not to tell a lie, but to tell the truth of Jesus Christ. He will restore us and make us perfect and will allow us to sin no more. Are we going to continue sinning? Yeah. That's why we got to continue practicing. When we go to come to church, we come to church to revitalize our batteries to go out and serve a risen Christ. This is Easter. Every day is Easter because we worship and we celebrate a risen Christ. Jesus lived with us during this time, during this Easter season. He witnessed to so many people, and he gave the strength of the Holy Spirit to those to go out and share the good news. That mission is still with us today, to continue to share that mission of the risen Christ. So go forth with renewed renewal, your batteries refreshed, and share the word. Practice righteousness, and righteousness will be on your side wherever you go. Sin is going to be there, no question about it. But surround yourself with the light of Christ. and go in peace as he gave it to you. Let us pray.